British Sky Broadcasting and New Line Cinema present Rush Hour 3, directed by Brett Ratner. Starring Chris Tucker as Detective James Carter, Jackie Chan as Inspector Lee, and Max von Sydow as Reynard. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. Aerial views of present-day Los Angeles in the sunshine. A four-lane motorway and two-lane slip road. The traffic is at a standstill. At a busy junction, a black-uniformed cop, Carter, wears an iPod, directing the traffic. He spins around, arms outstretched, dancing in the middle of the road. He grips his crotch and thrusts his pelvis like Michael Jackson. He swivels his hips and beckons the traffic with both hands. While he's dancing, a car drives into the back of another. He yanks the iPod from his ears.
What the hell? I didn't tell you to go! God damn! It was him. That was you! Yeah. Oh, man. Ain't nobody listening to this! Ladies, you just dented an 81 Cutlass Supreme! I need to see your license and registration. Brother, you okay? You cool?
A police motorcycle escorts three black cars. In the middle one, a Mercedes with blacked-out windows, Ambassador Han, and his bodyguard Lee.
10 minutes. Doors open on my signal.
I'm glad you're here, Lee. I always feel better with you watching my back.
I'm just doing my job, Mr. Ambassador.
Stay close today, Lee. We're making history.
Two handcuffed girls lean over the bonnet of their car.
This is bullshit! Do you know who I am? My family owns half of Rodeo Drive!
Do you know who I am? Detective James Carter, LAPD. My family owns half of Crenshaw Boulevard.
I want a lawyer.
You need a personal trainer. This license says 180 pounds. You weigh more than a damn car, girl.
I have a thyroid condition.
Well, stop eating thyroid.
Look, can't you just, like, give us a warning or something?
That depends. You girls like Chinese?
Lee takes his phone out of his jacket.
Excuse me. Carter.
Lee, we are on for tonight. I just picked up two girls who want to play hide the little Asian policeman.
I can't talk now. I'm in the car with Ambassador Han.
Trust me, these girls are sushi grade. We gotta hit this.
I have to go. I'm sorry.
You're still mad at me, aren't you? You're mad because of what happened when we was in New York.
I don't want to talk about that.
It was 3 years ago. When you gonna let it go?
Let it go? Isabella was my girlfriend.
Lee, we're friends, man. Just come out with me one night. The mooshu's on me. Lee!
Lee smiles awkwardly at Han.
My mom says hi.
An aerial view of two black glass towers. The World Criminal Court. The motorcade passes protesters outside waving placards. On a building opposite, a figure abseils down to a balcony overlooking the street. He takes off a rucksack and looks down.
The Chinese triads now have 500,000 members in over 100 countries. And these are not street kids shaking down local merchants. These are businessmen who have built a $50 billion empire of extortion, drugs, sex, and slavery. We must cut off the head of this snake before it swallows us whole. As chairman of the World Criminal Court, I have entrusted my good friend, Ambassador Han, to lead the fight against the largest criminal organization in the world.
While the delegates clap, Han gets up and goes over to the lectern and shakes hands with the chairman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lee keeps watch.
Chairman Reynard, ladies and gentlemen.
A gun is being assembled.
The Triad Society is built on secrecy. Nobody knows who these men are, who controls them, who leads them. Nobody has known for 500 years. But today, I stand before you with a secret of my own. Today, I will disclose information that affects everyone in this room. After years of searching, I believe I finally located Shai Shen.
Mr. Ambassador, Shai Shen does not exist.
Excuse me, who is this Shai Shen?
With all due respect, sir, I like...
Lee is in a gun sight. A finger is on the trigger. The gun is then trained on Han. Han falls. Lee runs over.
Everybody down!
Call an ambulance! Someone get a doctor!
Pass him down! Pass him down!
Stay with him!
Lee runs along the delegate's table, pushing past the panicking crowd to reach the smashed window. He looks out. He spots someone abseiling down the building opposite. He takes a couple of steps back, then runs and leaps out of the first floor window, landing in a flower bed. He sprints past a fountain with an abstract orange sculpture in the middle and leaps over a barricade past the protesters. He rushes across the road, narrowly avoiding the traffic as the figure abseils towards the ground. Meanwhile, Carter holds the girls' driver's licenses, leaning on their car door.
Keeping east, us east tonight.
Shots have been fired at the World Criminal Court building. The Chinese ambassador has been shot.
Chinese ambassador, move your asses over. Move over!
Carter leaps into the car with the girls and speeds off. Lee runs down a pavement, looking up. He catches sight of the gunman sprinting down the street. Lee gives chase. The gunman climbs over railings next to a flyover and leaps across from one section of road to another. He dashes through the traffic and climbs up onto a slip road. Lee jumps over the railings onto a lamppost and slides down. As Lee tries to cross the road, the gunman grabs a black bag of rubbish from a passing truck and hurls it down at a car, causing a pileup. Lee is stuck in the middle of three damaged cars, waving his arms in frustration. Lee climbs over onto the slip road. Carter spots him and slams the brakes on.
Where the hell is he going?
He reverses through the oncoming traffic.
Get the hell out of the way! People are crazy.
He drives up the slip road.
I'm gonna get your ass a ticket when I come back!
Lee runs to the side of the slip road to see the gunman sprinting down the pavement below. He leaps over the railings and clambers down the side of a concrete building. Carter reaches the top of the slip road, does a violent U-turn, and drives down a one-way street. He stops and looks down at Lee dashing along the pavement below.
Lee! I'm coming!
The gunman runs into a workshop, activating the metal door shutter. As it descends, Lee throws himself underneath with only inches to spare. The gunman bursts out of a door into a narrow back alley and runs past a rubbish skip. Lee aims his gun at him. The gunman with long black hair freezes with his back to Lee.
Hello, Lee.
He turns round and smiles at Lee, who looks shocked, lowering his gun. He takes a step towards Lee, who points his gun at him, saying, "Don't move, Kenji." He replies, "Lee, what are you waiting for? Shoot me." He faces him and draws a gun, saying, "Maybe this will help." The two men circle each other. Lee shouts, "Drop the gun or I'll shoot."
I think we both know that's not gonna happen.
Kenji turns away and climbs up onto the skip.
Kenji!
Lee fires and misses.
You see? I know you too well.
Carter swings into the alley and drives towards Kenji, who fires at the windscreen and leaps up onto a fire escape. Lee jumps onto the skip to avoid the car, then rolls onto its bonnet. He lies on his back looking at Kenji escaping.
Lee! You okay?
Kenji glances down at Lee, smiles and leaves.
Lee, I almost killed your ass! Why you didn't move? Oh, I'd like for you to meet our dates for this evening. Marcia and Zoe. Fat one's yours.
Lee and Carter walk down a hospital corridor.
How many times do you want me to say it? I'm sorry I ran you over, man. Damn.
Not now, Carter.
Oh.
All right, hold it right there. Don't say a word, Carter.
Captain Deal, I had nothing to do with this. All I did was borrow a car, backed up Lee. Tell him, partner.
I need to see Ambassador Han.
The ambassador is just out of surgery. The bullet missed his heart. He's gonna be okay.
Captain, you have to give me back my shield and put me on this case. I made one little mistake. Take a brother off the bench.
One little mistake? You handcuffed two women and stole their car.
Isn't that why we have insurance? Everyone has an off day, Captain.
Last month, you put six Iranians in jail for a week.
You and I both know them Iranians was terrorists.
They were scientists at UCLA.
Big deal. Because they cured cancer in rats? That doesn't mean they won't blow shit up. Let me find the person who shot Ambassador Han.
Relax, Carter. The LAPD won't be leading this investigation.
The ambassador is my responsibility.
Well, then maybe you could tell me exactly how that shooter got away.
Lee and Carter exchange looks.
Thought so. The ambassador's daughter is coming to see her father right now. Make sure nothing happens to her.
Don't worry, Captain. We're gonna make you proud. And try not to think about your wife leaving you. She'll come back. Su Young's here? I haven't seen her since she was 10 years old.
She lives in Los Angeles now.
Let's go to the gift shop and get her a little teddy bear.
A distressed young woman runs towards them.
In a bra.
Lee, I'm so glad you're here. Detective Carter. It's been so long.
So long, Su Young. So young.
How is he?
He's out of surgery. They said he'll be okay. Su Young, sorry.
Lee says it was my fault I didn't get to him fast enough. He grips her shoulders. She turns towards them.
I want you both to promise me something. I want you to find the man who did this to him. I want you to find him because I don't think he'll stop until my father is dead.
Su Young.
I need to hear you say it.
Okay, I promise.
And so do I.
She embraces Lee.
Thank you.
Su Young, your father was addressing the court before he was shot.
2 weeks ago, my father mailed me an envelope. He said if anything ever happened to him, I should give it to you.
Where is it?
I put it in my locker at the Kung Fu studio where I teach. It's at 8347 First Street, Chinatown.
Carter and Lee pull up in a black convertible and park on a quiet street. They get out of the car.
Go home, Carter. This has nothing to do with you.
I made Su Young a promise the same as you.
This is the business of China.
Well, for your information, I'm part Chinese now. That's right, Lee. For the last 3 years, I have studied the ancient teachings of Buddha, earning 2 black belts in wushu martial arts, spending every afternoon at the Hong Kong Garden Massage Parlor on Pico and Bundy. I am half Chinese, baby.
If you half Chinese, I'm half black. I'm your brother, and I'm fly. You down with that, Snoopy? That's dope, ain't it?
Sorry, Lee, you can't be black. There's a height requirement. Same as riding a Matterhorn.
Go home, Carter.
I can't leave you, Lee. Young, you on your ponyo. Can't leave my brother.
He enters the Kung Fu studio, followed by Lee. Children in orange outfits practice their moves.
All right, listen up. I need everyone's attention. I'm Detective Carter. This is Inspector Lee. We need to see Su Young's locker right now.
No one's allowed in the back without the master's permission.
Maybe you didn't hear me. We need to see that locker.
I'm sorry. Wait, Carter.
Lee, I got this.
The kids point spears.
Hey, kids, listen. Violence will solve nothing. Now, as the Chinese say, all great battles are won without fighting.
Sorry.
Okay?
I don't know him.
And let's just calm down and put this...
A little boy fells Carter with a kick to his leg.
Okay. I tried talking.
Carter waves his arms.
Ooh, now I'm about to beat the puberty out of y'all. You ain't gonna see it coming. You ain't gonna see it coming. Come on. Running for your lives. By the time y'all show some respect around here.
The children form two lines.
Huh?
Carter, wait for the master.
Carter glances back at Lee as he slides open a door, revealing a giant.
Whoa! Damn! I'm sorry, man. I thought this was the bathroom. Sorry.
The giant lifts Carter.
Lee, I got a big problem, man. This boy's on steroids. He got a head like Barry Bonds.
Oh, no.
No, come on, man.
Carter, are you okay?
Lee, get him, Lee!
The giant stamps on Carter's stomach and crushes Lee's fingers, then sends Lee flying. The giant steps on Carter's foot and holds his head at arm's length while Carter's arms flail. He holds up Carter in front of his face.
Come on, man, let me go. I love Chinese people.
Wait, I don't...
The giant hurls Carter to the floor, then pulls off Lee's jacket, sliding him between his legs. He picks him up by his feet and throws him next to Carter.
How do you say surrender in Chinese?
The giant strides over. Carter jumps up and grabs a spear.
Okay, I'm about to slice you up like a giant California roll.
The giant snaps the spear. Carter swings a nunchucka.
Funny and black, man.
Carter hits himself on the head.
I'm not playing no more.
Lee joins Carter. They grab a series of canes off a wall rack. The giant throws them away. They grab either end of the same cane. The giant lifts the cane above his head with Carter and Lee hanging from either end. He swings them round, watched by the smiling teacher and laughing kids. An old man with a long white beard arrives. The giant drops the cane with Lee and Carter.
Lee! Chin!
The children hurriedly line up with the giant in front.
Ching! Lee!
They all bow to the old man who's on a small stage.
May I help you?
We'll be asking the questions, old man. Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I am you.
Just answer the damn questions. Who are you?
I have told you.
Are you deaf?
No, you is blind.
I'm not blind, you blind.
That is what I just said.
You just said what?
I did not say what. I said you.
That's what I'm asking you.
And you is answering.
Shut up! You!
Yes?
Not you, him! What's your name?
Me.
Yes, you!
I am me.
He's me. And I'm you.
And I'm about to whoop your old ass, man, because I'm sick of playing games. You, me, everybody's ass around here. Him!
Carter, Carter.
I'm gonna kick his ass. I'm ticking it!
Carter, let me
Lee, no,
this.
Lee, no!
Carter!
Lee bows to the old man and says, my name is Inspector Lee. We have a key to Su Young's locker. The old man steps forward. Some men came here this morning. They had guns. They emptied her locker. I couldn't stop them. You must go to her at once. Why? Asks Lee. They said she would end up like her father. Lee looks shocked.
Let's go.
I don't know what the hell you feeding him, but he is too damn big!
Nighttime. Carter and Lee screech to a halt in their sports car outside the hospital, jump out and go in. The reception area is deserted. They walk down an empty corridor looking around.
Where's everyone?
Where's all the damn cops?
They take out their guns and fling back a curtain. Su Young is at her father's bedside with a nurse.
Lee.
Where's security?
They were called away. What's wrong?
Carter.
Through the window, they spot a black car.
Oh, this ain't good.
They're coming for him.
What do we do?
Two Chinese gunmen in black suits stride down the corridor. Su Young pushes a hospital bed out of the room. She turns in horror as the gunmen arrive. They push her aside.
No.
One of them takes aim at the patient's head, covered by hat and mask.
No!
It's Lee's feet. Carter's underneath.
Don't move! I'll blow your ass cheeks off!
Get back!
Lee snatches their guns.
Who sent you?
Two more arrive.
Ow!
Lee aims at the first two men.
Don't move!
Carter fires all his bullets at the other two gunmen.
Lee, throw me a gun!
Huh?
Throw me a gun!
The gun hits a trolley wheel.
Damn, Lee!
As Lee turns, distracted, the two gunmen set upon him. Su Young grabs one. Carter crawls past the upturned trolley under fire. He grabs the gun and fires back, sliding across the floor. Lee wrestles with one while Carter fires at the others. Crouching behind a cupboard, he grabs another gun. Lee accidentally fires at Carter.
Lee! I thought you had my back!
Carter runs at two of the villains, firing with both guns. Lee wrestles on the floor with one gunman. The other is throttling Su Young. Lee gets to his feet and fights off both men, kicking and punching. He holds one by the arms.
Su Young, one more!
Su Young punches him. Lee lifts her. She kicks a gunman, sending him flying through a glass partition. Carter runs out of bullets.
Lee! I'm in trouble! I need some assistance!
Lee throws him a gun.
It's empty!
What?
Su Young spots the clip. She cartwheels over a gunman and gives it to Lee, who pushes himself along on a trolley and slides it into Carter's gun. He shoots the villains.
You see? I always got your back.
Why the hell you give me an empty gun then?
I didn't know.
You almost got me killed, Lee.
Carter grabs one of the gunmen.
Who are you? Who sent you?
What the hell is that? I think he's speaking French.
French? What kind of gentleman speak French? Tell him to stop playing around and talk right.
How can I tell him? I don't speak French.
Carter slaps him.
Talk right, man. No! You're Asian. Stop humiliating yourself.
Shut up. Come here.
We're gonna need a few minutes alone with this guy.
Find someone here who speaks French, please.
The nurse runs off.
Speak English! Stand there!
This is Sister Agnes from the chapel upstairs. She speaks fluent French and has agreed to interpret for you.
Sister, we appreciate you doing this.
My pleasure.
Sister Agnes, please ask who sent him.
Qui vous a envoyé ici?
Vous faites une grave erreur. Bientôt, vous allez me demander pitié. Salner!
He says you're both making a big mistake, that one day soon you'll beg for mercy. He also said...
What? Oh, please, sister, we have to know.
There's lives at stake.
Well, use the N-word.
What? The N-word? You tell this little mother...
Cutter! She's a nun.
Sister, you tell this piece of S-word that I will personally F-word him up.
Monsieur, ce monsieur vous envoie personnellement vous faire F.
Me faire F? Dis-lui que sa putain de nègre de grand-mère, c'est ouf!
Did he say nigger?
He used the N-word again, but this time he mentioned your grandmother.
You tell him that his mama's a H!
Cutter, I believe whore was spelled with a W.
Right, W, and his sister's a W, and his grandmama's a two-bit W, who makes double because she got no teeth! You tell him I said that!
Il dit que votre sœur est une P, qui gagne double parce qu'elle n'a pas de dents.
Et son petit copain là, dis-lui c'est une grande pauvre fiotte, un sale pédé, une tapette de Toulouse!
Did he say it again?
No, this time he called this gentleman a word that means cat and another word that rhymes with maggot.
What? Well, you tell him he's an A-W.
Lee, always spell with an H.
I have a dictionary upstairs.
Just call him an asshole!
Faut bien! Façon, vous allez crever, comme Han et la fille. Ah, vous êtes mort.
He says you've both been marked for death, like Han and the girl.
Oh, sister, turn your back. You don't want to see this. Who is Shai Shang and how do we find him? Tell us right now. I'll cut your beads off and shove them in your mouth.
His beads?
His beads, sister. His hairy, stinking beads. Tell me something now. Lee, give me the gun. Give me the gun, Lee. It's over, brother. It's over. Who is Shai Shang? Tia. What did he say, sister?
He said, shoot me.
Putain! Lee, there's no bullets in here.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to kill somebody, man. Damn. Okay, you better tell me something right now. I'll send you right to heaven, man. I don't even care no more. I'm off for death. I ain't got nothing to lose.
Domine sancte patero.
That's right, sister. Call the Lord and tell him about to have some company.
Stop.
Tell me something.
Cutter, enough.
Oh, she's almost done. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Cutter. Just wait.
Thank God, Father Roosevelt.
What did he say?
50 Franklin D. Roosevelt, Janvier.
Thank you.
Lee leaves.
Nice working with you, sister.
Anytime, brother.
Carter and the nun high five.
50 FDR.
It's an address.
It's a wild goose chase. Every city in America has a street named after Roosevelt. And who is Janvier?
I don't know. So, Yang, we're getting you out of here.
Why?
It's not safe for you here.
I won't leave him.
We have no choice.
Carter and Lee escort So-young out of the hospital. A police car drives up a tree-lined street in the sunshine. It turns through wrought iron gates into the drive of a huge building and parks. French flags fly over the entrance. Lee, Carter and So-young get out of the police car. Reynard, the chairman of the World Criminal Court, comes out to greet them.
So-young.
Mr. Reynard.
They embrace.
I'm glad your father is okay. My people won't leave his side. You have my word.
Thank you.
So, let's go. Ah.
Where am I going?
We're getting out of Los Angeles. It's not safe for us.
Just a few days, So-young. I promise.
You'll come with me and my family to Paris.
Lee and So-young nod to each other.
Okay.
She follows Reynard to his car.
Wait.
She turns to Lee and Carter.
You made me a promise.
They nod.
Don't forget.
She turns to leave with Reynard. His car explodes in a fireball. Security men help Reynard to his feet.
My God.
We got an assassin in custody, only speaks French. A limo blows up at the French consulate. And the next meeting of the World Court is in Paris 2 days from now.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah. We go to Fiji, we hide out for a year, maybe change our names, get jobs as bartenders, and I'm gonna call you Kiko.
We have to find Shai Shen before he finds us.
We're going to Paris, aren't we?
Yes, tonight.
A plane takes off. On board, Lee takes a photo of a beautiful woman out of his wallet while Carter reads a magazine.
Did you know the average French woman is naked 34% of the time?
We're not going there to meet women.
You have to forget about her and let me hook you up.
Hook me up? After what you did to Isabella?
It was an accident. Besides, you never even slept with her.
Thanks to you. It was going to happen, but you just had to ruin it.
What did I do that was so terrible?
You shot my girlfriend in the neck. There's nothing else to say.
It's not like she died. So she has a droopy eye. So she works at El Poco Loco.
That was temporary. As soon as she could blink, the Secret Service took her back.
You know what your problem is? You need to relax, have some fun. You have too much rice in your diet. You're constipated.
I never should have brought you.
Face it, you need me, brother.
I don't need anyone. And please don't call me brother. What is this?
Underground Gentlemen's Club in Paris.
Club La Paz? Forget it.
Check out the address.
50 Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Like I said, you need me. Excuse me? Can we have one gefilte fish and some Ex-Lax?
A sign reads arrivals. Carter and Lee wait at a baggage carousel.
What a bag, sir.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Commissaire Revy of the DST, would you please come with me?
Why?
Just need to ask you a few questions.
They hang from a beam.
Oh, man, God damn, man! Whoa, oh! Man, this is by far the worst airport I ever been to.
They're struck with phone books.
Now that I have your attention, why don't you tell me what you cops are looking for here in Paris?
I told you, man, we on vacation.
Just take in the sights.
Gentlemen. This is my city, and I'm responsible if two stupid cops come here and get their heads blown off by the triads. Now, I can't force you to leave, but I can make the suggestion. After all, I found this dirty little gun inside your jacket, which means you could both do 20 years in my jail. Do we understand each other? Do we understand each other?
They nod.
Excellent. It was wonderful meeting you both.
So we can go now.
This will just take a moment. Welcome to Paris.
Oh, shit.
He wears a latex glove. They leave the airport walking stiffly and climb painfully into the car of a smoking taxi driver.
Where you go?
50 Franklin D. Roosevelt.
No, get out.
What?
I don't drive his kind.
My kind?
Americans, I don't drive Americans.
But I'm Chinese.
Yeah, but you're with him. And they're the most violent people on Earth. Always starting wars, always killing people. Americans make me sick.
Look, man, we are not in the mood for this. Me and my partner just got violated by a small Frenchman.
Wearing a very large ring.
You're a pathetic bunch of criminals who always resort to violence. Always push around the little guy.
And that stuff ain't true. America's not violent.
Come on, America is a joke. You lost in Vietnam, you lost in Iraq. You can't even beat the Europeans in basketball anymore. The dream team is dead.
I didn't hear you, man. Talk about the NBA again, I dare you. I double dare you.
Even you skinny women disgust me.
Halle Berry.
Oh, hell no. Then you done gone too far. You want violence, smelly Frenchman? Huh? Do you want violence? Well, you got it.
Carter, put the gun down.
Say you love America.
I love America. Please don't kill me.
Sing the national anthem.
Allons enfants de la...
Not that one, man. Sing the American one.
Oh, no, it...
Oh, say, can you see?
Oh, say, can you see?
By the dawn's delight.
They're driven past the Arc de Triomphe. They drive along next to the Seine. The taxi turns into a side street under an arch. They pull up in Rue Franklin de Roosevelt, a narrow cobbled street.
Wait for us here, George.
A man opens double doors. Lee and Carter descend stairs into a lavish casino lit by chandeliers. It's full of smartly dressed people. Two beautiful women walk past them carrying drinks.
Ooh la la, Lee.
Carter, stay focused. We're looking for Genevieve.
Let's split up. I'll take the women.
Lee shakes his head. At a table, a brunette in a dark blue plunging gown plays baccarat.
100,000 à la banque, les jeux sont faits.
Naturel.
Ah, madame a un talent naturel. Félicitations. Bravo.
Carter takes a seat next to her.
Ah, c'est gentil. Merci beaucoup.
He smiles at the dealer, then turns to the woman.
Carter. James Carter.
pour vous deux, un petit cadeau.
Ah, c'est très gentil, merci.
I know you probably don't understand a word I'm saying, but I gotta tell you, you're the most beautiful woman I ever seen in my life. And I'd like to strip you down and butter you like a slice of Wonder Bread. And shave your armpits and pour honey all over your naked body. And for the next 2 weeks, pretend I was a hungry bear.
Well, James Carter, I happen to speak 6 languages.
One of them English.
Vous joignez nous pas? Are you in or out?
Carter reaches into his pocket and throws down a note on the table.
Money, please.
Sir, it's €1,000 minimum.
How much? I'm short.
€930.
It's okay. Let him play.
Thank you.
Changer.
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 Lee wanders through the casino looking around. He approaches the bar and sits on a stool.
Monsieur, qu'est-ce que je vous sers?
I'm looking for Geneviève.
The barman shakes his head.
Jamais entendu parler d'elle.
A Chinese woman sits next to Lee.
Maybe I can help you.
He looks her up and down.
Do you know what I hate about cops? Even when they're with the woman, they can't stop thinking about getting their man.
Who's Shan Shan?
See what I mean? Come upstairs, cop. I'll give you what you want.
She stands up and leaves, stroking Lee's cheek.
Hit me.
Monsieur, this is Baccarat.
I know that. You think I don't know Baccarat when I play it? When I was a kid, me and my friends and I used to hang out in front of the Magic Johnson Theater and play Baccarat all night long. Now hit me.
The dealer wearily gives him his cards. Carter checks them and grins.
3 kings. Read them and weep.
He offers a high five to the second dealer who ignores him.
3 kings is a 0. You have the worst possible hand. You lose.
What?
The woman turns over her cards.
Ah. Madame has a 7, she wins €100,000. Bravo.
Mr. Carter, it appears you have brought me luck.
I'd like to bring you breakfast in bed.
Votre ami, s'il vous plaît.
Carter spots Lee following the Chinese woman.
Excuse me.
He stands up and follows them. Hiding behind a corner, he grins, watching them enter a room.
Way to go, Lee. Today my boy becomes a man.
Why are you helping me?
Maybe I'm helping myself.
How do I find Geneviève?
I see you like to get right to it.
Do you know Shai Xian?
Would you like to know a secret, Cole?
Yes, please.
Someone's gonna die here tonight.
She turns away, grinning. Her fan sprouts steel blades.
And it's you.
She lunges at Lee with a fan. He dodges and throws a chair at her. She throws the fan at him but misses. She twirls a dagger. It hits a magazine rack. She jumps over the chair and they wrestle. Carter listens outside, tiptoeing to the door. She holds a knife to Lee's throat from behind. He swings her round. She knocks a vase off a shelf. She kicks him in the groin. He slams her into a screen. Carter grins, listening in. She throws Lee onto a desk and swipes at him with a knife. Lee grabs her, pulls her onto the desk, then onto her feet. She kicks him in the back.
Come on, Crouching Tiger, don't hide that dragon.
She kicks him on the shin. He steps through a glass table and overbalances. She throws the fan at him as he lands on a sofa. He somersaults towards her and knocks her off her feet. She rolls over.
Do it, Lee! Turn her ass up!
She hurls 3 daggers at Lee as he tries to escape. They hit the door. He dodges them, then opens the door to Carter, who watches her crawl away to pick up another dagger.
You are a super freak!
Cut us!
She hurls it at them. It hits a painting. They sprint through the casino, knocking into waiters, pushing through the crowd. Carter's collided with a woman and cradles her in his arms.
Sorry. You got a boyfriend?
Cut us!
They run outside to the taxi. As it speeds away, they glance out of the rear window. A group of motorcyclists dressed in black thread their way through the Parisian traffic and give chase, following them as they turn off the Champs-Élysées.
Hannah! Look! George, we need you to go faster, man.
No, forget it. You want to kill me, then go ahead, kill me. Drive faster!
A motorcyclist fires at them.
Please, I'm scared.
George, you watch American movies?
Yeah.
Okay, man, all right. Listen, you're a super spy. A super spy. Now drive this cab. Come on.
Okay. I'm a super spy.
He turns right sharply. The bikers follow. He hurtles down a side street looking determined. Carter and Lee watch their pursuers.
Oh, shit, George, go!
He speeds down another street, narrowly missing a woman with a pushchair in a crossing.
George, when they tell you to, hit the brakes!
Carter and Lee check the bikers, then nod. George screeches to a halt. Carter and Lee open the car doors. The bikers smash into them. As they wrestle with the bikers, George reverses. One clings to the roof. George looks up at him, then skids sideways. The gunman falls off and rolls along the road.
Way to go, George!
Two more bikers give chase. One draws level.
It's okay.
Lee sticks his legs out of the taxi and kicks him. He drives over a bin, flies into the back of a van, out through the windscreen, and lands on top of a car. The taxi speeds away, followed by one biker. Carter and Lee watch him through the rear window.
I got this one!
As he draws level, Carter kicks out. The biker grabs his leg.
Got my leg!
The taxi collides with a bakery cart and rolls on its side. Carter wrestles in the car with the biker. They drive on two wheels, the bike attached. Lee and Carter tussle with a gunman who hits George. Lee punches his helmet, hurting his hand. Carter opens the visor. Lee punches through the gap, kicks the gunman and the biker away. Lee and Carter also fall out.
The French are neutral! This is not my fight! This is not...
George looks around, surprised he's alone.
Lee, I'm alive. My whole life flashed in front of me. In 3 years, I'll be married to a Chinese woman. We had 3 kids, look just like you, only a little darker.
Carter.
What?
Put your hands up.
What are you talking about? Whoa!
A van pulls up. 3 gunmen approach. They're escorted by a group of Chinese men through wrought iron gates, which are shut behind them. A man in a dazzling white suit descends a metal staircase.
Some people say the modern world was invented when the French built these sewers. 10 million gallons pumped through every hour. A marvel that no one ever sees. Welcome to Paris, Lee.
Lee, you know this clown?
Go on, Lee. Tell him who I am. Don't be shy. Introduce him to your Shandi.
Shandi? Your brother?
He doesn't talk about me much. In fact, he's spent his whole life trying to forget me. How would it look if Hong Kong's great Inspector Lee had a brother on the wrong side of the law?
You're not my brother anymore.
Kenji says, are you forgetting about Shenzhou? Yes, I forgot. Kenji, you spared my life in Los Angeles. You should have shot me in that alley. But you didn't pull the trigger because you can't escape your past. Lee, I didn't kill you because I'm not an assassin.
Let me repay the favor, Lee. I'll allow you to live. You promised to leave Paris tonight.
You got a deal. Thank you for showing us the sword. Listen, that's a badass suit. Let's get the hell out of here.
What about Han and his daughter?
There is nothing I can do for them. I have no choice.
Then I have no choice.
Well, I guess he's staying. Who wants to take me to the airport?
Kenji steps closer to Lee.
We'll always be brothers, Lee. In this life and the next.
He turns and walks away.
Tell me, Kenji. Who's Lai Shen?
Some secrets are worth dying for.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Lee, what the hell is going on?
At gunpoint, they are ushered up steps. Lee and Carter exchange looks.
Go!
Hey, which way, man?
Lee hurls one gunman into the others. He runs off with Carter. They stop at a barred gate. Carter rattles it. Lee finds a door.
Oh, that's a sword!
They slide down a chute into a tank of sewage and rubbish.
I'm gonna kill you, Lee!
They enter a luxurious hotel lobby through a revolving door. The concierge looks up and frowns as Carter smiles.
Bonjour, welcome to the Plaza Athénée. How may I help you?
It's great to see you again. It's been too long.
Yes, far too long, sir.
Listen, I need a big suite, two beds, two showers, a massage therapist, some new clothes, and a case of Old Spice.
They're in a lift with a woman.
It's all your fault. How come you didn't tell me about Kenji?
It was none of your business.
In case you missed it, man, people are trying to kill me. I'm covered in shit, and some French cops whooped my ass with some yellow pages, man. So don't tell me they ain't none of my business.
You're lucky. We're not in Hong Kong. Phone book is twice as big.
Why you didn't tell me you had a brother, man?
He looks down. A white poodle is urinating on him.
Oh, hell no. Lady! This damn dog just pissed on me.
Good girl.
They unpack their new clothes.
You know what I think? I think you feel sorry for this guy. Maybe Kenji didn't get away in L.A. Maybe you let him go.
The Yakuza killed his family in Tokyo. He was sent to China when he was 7. He was put in Qingzhou, the orphanage where I grew up. We kept each other alive.
You protected each other, and you're still protecting him.
I call him Xiongdi. He was like my brother. And then I left him.
You was adopted. What choice did you have?
He ended up on the streets. You could never understand.
I understand, man. I got a brother. My little brother Perry used to be best friends. Now we don't even speak. He think I tipped off the cops about his chicken fights in his garage. Can you believe that? My own brother think I'm a snitch. Just cause my chicken lost in the semifinals. I didn't even really care.
Carter.
Fight was fixed, man. My bird was fighting a chicken that didn't make his weight. And he still went the distance. Had a lot of heart. And he was delicious.
It's best if I do this on my own. This fight is personal.
Let me help you, man. I'm gonna tell you right now, whatever Kenji's telling you, it ain't true. He ain't your brother.
And you are not my brother.
Carter looks away, then purses his lips.
Fine. I'm not your brother.
Carter leaves. Lee sits on a bench at the end of the bed, head bowed. Carter leaves the hotel, turns around and looks up as two policemen pass by. When they've gone, he walks away. Lee lies on the bed watching TV. On the screen, two Africans kissing each other's hands. Clutching the remote, he looks unhappy. Carter watches TV in a Chinese takeaway.
Yes, I would like to order some fried chicken, please. Oh, and some sweet potato pie. Merci.
Enjoy your mousse, sir.
Merci.
Goodbye.
Carter sits outside at a table near a busker.
I will eat exhaust eyes away. And Sutton's girl with the way. As I talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the toddler's girls with the way. As I kiss.
Carter suddenly spots the woman from the casino passing and jumps up. He drops money in the busker's guitar case. Her face and name, Genevieve, are on a giant hoarding outside a theatre. He looks up at it and smiles.
Not Genevieve.
He walks towards it. Lee comes out of the steamy bathroom putting on a white toweling robe. He opens the door and is startled by Reynard.
Oh.
Hello, Inspector.
Minister Reynard.
They want to kill me. Me and my family. A dozen agents from the French secret police have already been murdered. Only this last month. We are at war with the Triads, right here in my own city.
Who is Shai Shen?
Ah, Shai Shen. Shai Shen is not a person. It's a list.
A list?
Yes. Every 5 years, the Triad bosses come together for an election. And during that ceremony, they choose the men who will lead the Triads.
Dragon heads?
Yes, 13 dragon heads. Who will control the largest criminal organization in the world. and their 13 names are inscribed on a list known as Shaishen, a list which has been handed down and kept secret from generation to generation.
If the names on that list were ever to get out,
well, the secret society wouldn't be so secret anymore. And they would all end up in jail or dead.
And the list is somewhere in Paris?
A young lady named Genevieve made contact with Ambassador Han, and we believe she knows where it is.
They stand up.
I'm asking for your help, Inspector. Finish what Ambassador Han started. Get to the girl before the trials do, and you'll get Shaishen.
He hands him theatre tickets, pats his arm, and leaves. In the theatre, a juggling act is on stage. Carter walks downstairs, into the dressing rooms, past two scantily clad dancers. He looks around as he walks past racks of costumes and semi-nude showgirls. A group of girls chat and apply makeup in front of mirrors. Carter grins as he sticks his head through shiny red curtains and watches them, before entering the dressing room, straightening his collar. A girl in a silver bikini turns to him.
Qu'est-ce que vous faites ici? Vous êtes qui?
Ça va, oui, oui, voulez-vous?
I don't understand. Who are you?
Who am I?
Oui.
I'm Bubbles, the new costume designer. Has anyone seen Genevieve?
She has her own dressing room.
He starts to leave.
Wait, Bubbles!
He turns back.
Do we look okay?
The girls crowd around him, wearing tiny sequined bikinis and thongs. Carter looks around nervously, then shrugs.
No, no, no. These costumes are terrible. Ladies, please. We have work to do.
Lee leaves a cab outside the theatre and hurries inside. He glances at the jugglers on stage and walks through the tables of diners. He stands at the top of some steps near a glass lamp and looks around. He spots two Chinese men at a table and ducks behind a pillar. He turns to see two more at another table. The jugglers bow. Lee leaves. The girls, dressed only in thongs, line up in front of Carter.
First, I will dress the blondes.
He stops by two blondes, looks down below their waists, then at their faces.
And then, the brunettes.
He strokes a girl's cheek and looks down.
And finally, the hybrids.
He looks down at two more girls below the waist.
The Lord have truly blessed you all with tremendous talent. Trust me. And some of you have what I like to call silver dollar potential.
A troop of dancers appear on stage in trilbies and pinstripe suits.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il a vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore?
Lee watches the Chinese men from behind a curtain.
Lee!
What are
you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I found Genevieve.
So did I. They're going to kill her.
What?
Look.
Comment il a vécu?
He points to the Chinese men at the tables.
Ça vous a plu, hein?
Lee, you get the lights, I'll get the girl.
Good.
Lee leaves. Carter glares at the men, then follows. On stage, the girls rip off their trousers, revealing black stockings and suspenders. They throw away their trilbies and perform a sexy dance routine, wiggling their bottoms.
Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est...
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow.
More dancers in trilbies and suits appear with machine guns. An old-fashioned car with headlamps blazing rolls on stage. The Chinese watch. One cocks a gun beneath the tablecloth as the car rotates in dry ice. The girls on stage pretend to fire at it. The name Genevieve appears in red lights on the door of the car. The crowd applaud. One of the dancers opens the car door. Genevieve gets out in black ankle boots, stockings, and a long glittery coat. She takes it off to reveal a black and silver basque. With a black berry on her curly hair, she strides forward, watched by the Chinese. Another cocks his gun under the table. Carter, in a trilby, grabs hold of Genevieve, pretending to be part of the act.
Your life is in danger.
What the hell's going on?
You step into that spotlight, it's the last step you ever gonna take. They're gonna kill you right now. Who are you?
She walks upstage. He grabs her again.
James Carter, LAPD.
The Chinese look worried.
Sorry, James. It's time for my solo.
She frees herself and walks upstage again. A gunman stands up. The lights go out. A spotlight appears on Carter. He grins nervously, looking around. His smile fades as four gunmen stand up. He looks around, then throws up his arms.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see. I give me all you got. Your love is catching me.
Lee's on a trapeze.
Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. And the while he sighed, I knew it was real, the way you make me feel.
Sweeter and sweeter love grows, and
Lee has bundled Genevieve into the car. The gunmen fire. Lee and Carter pull her out.
Get your hands off me!
We're friends of Bandazan!
Trust us, girl!
The curtains close. The audience stand and applaud. The gunmen look confused. The curtains open. Dancers march on stage. The gunmen run through them. Carter, Lee and Genevieve rush out of the stage door onto the street.
Taxi!
They pile into George's cab.
I've been looking for you all day, my friend. We need to talk.
Forget it, George. We're not paying for any damages.
Oh, no. I don't want you to pay. I want to ask if I could drive you full-time, no charge.
Why do you want to drive us?
Today was amazing. The guns, the shooting. Now I understand what it is to be an American. Please. I'm begging you, let me be your driver. Let me kill someone tonight.
You'll never be an American, okay?
I'll drink this shit all day if I have to. Just give me a chance.
All right, fine. Get us to the plaza fast.
You got it, boss. Hold on.
He puts on a Lakers cap and does a violent U-turn. Lee and Carter watch Genevieve undress in their bathroom.
So you think she stole this Shawshank list from the Triads?
Only one way to find out. You're thinking what I'm thinking?
We need her to talk, get her relaxed. Maybe open up some wine from the minibar.
Wow.
She comes out wearing the basque.
Maybe we should put on a dirty movie.
Lee!
Only $9.95.
This is our chance to find Shawshank. I'm going in. What's wrong with you?
Wait, let me go with you.
Carter slides the door shut.
Some things a man has to do on his own.
Carter stands behind Genevieve.
You okay? Kenji must have figured out what I've done. I'm as good as dead.
You stole the list, didn't you? You tried to sell it to Hong?
She turns to him.
You don't get it. I'm one of them. And if I'm dead, you're dead.
She sits on the bed, head bowed, looking disconsolate.
Hey.
He sits next to her.
We're safe. No one knows we're here. Just relax.
No one is safe. I'm marked.
Trust me.
Why should I trust you?
As the Chinese say, Lu Chuan Bu Tui Ma Tui.
What does that mean?
A donkey's lips will not fit on a horse's mouth.
I'm not sure how that applies.
Well, I was just thinking you had nice lips. That's all.
She smiles at him.
You saved my life today. Thank you, Carter.
Oh, please. Call me James. Or Stallion.
No one saved me in a long time. How can I repay you?
You had 20 bucks?
She kisses him.
How about 10?
She kisses him again.
Oh, man.
James.
What?
I'm bad.
I'm bad, too.
I'm a bad girl.
Hallelujah!
They lie down. Lee stands on the balcony, the Eiffel Tower lit up in the distance. Genevieve kisses Carter, lying next to him.
Oh, yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, yeah, bite that ear. Punish that ear. Do what you want to do. Whoa, wait a minute. My nipples are sensitive. Be careful now.
I've never been with an American man before.
Neither have I.
I feel so safe with you. Do you want me?
How you say twice now and once in the shower in French?
Wait here. I'm going to the bathroom. Make myself more comfortable.
You need some matches?
Don't move. I'll be right back.
Hello, room service. Send me up a bottle of honey and some Red Bull.
Lee leans on the balcony railings over a flower-filled window box. He looks across the street. An old man at a window gesticulates to him. Lee smiles and waves back, unaware the Chinese woman is behind him with a dagger behind net curtains. The old man points desperately. Lee turns. She disappears. He goes back inside. Genevieve comes out of the bathroom wearing a black bra and suspenders.
Do you like it?
No wonder Lance Armstrong came all the way here to ride a bike.
Merci beaucoup.
Lee takes a tray from a bellboy and puts it on a table. He looks through the open door into the bedroom, frowning.
Voulez-vous avec moi, baby? Je t'aime. Voulez-vous? Oh, yeah. Je t'aime, baby. Je t'aime.
Genevieve has a gun. The Chinese woman is about to strike.
Fresh! Don't move!
Lee fires and hits Genevieve.
Yeah. Damn!
The Chinese woman jumps out of the window and runs off down the street. Lee watches on the balcony, then hurries back inside.
I'm shot.
It's okay, it's okay. It's just a flesh wound. It's okay. John, jump here. Let me help you.
I'm okay.
Where are you going?
She goes into the bathroom.
So we even now, huh? Is that it? I shoot your girl, you shoot my girl?
I was trying to save your life.
Well, you can wait 5 minutes. Louis was about to make love, man, and you ruin it.
They will be coming for us. We have to get out of here now.
You hear that? We have to get out of here now. Damn, Lee, damn you. Next time I'm getting my own damn room.
They're in George's small flat.
C'est quoi ton problème? Get them out, George. These people are dangerous. They're bleeding. How can you bring them to our home?
Brett, there is something you should know. I'm not what you think I am.
Are you telling me you're gay?
He drags his wife into the kitchen.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm an American spy.
You a spy?
Yes, I'm working undercover with the police. We're about to crack a big case.
Shut your mouth, George. Not another world. You're a stupid cab driver, like your father was a stupid cab driver. What kind of case could you crack?
Can't talk about it. From this moment on, don't ever ask me about my business.
Come with me, Schmuck. Now.
She storms out past Lee, Carter, and Genevieve. George follows meekly.
We need to get out of the city.
We're not going anywhere till you tell us exactly what's going on. Did you steal that list from the triads?
Genevieve, we cannot help you until you tell us the truth. Where is Shai Shen?
She stands up.
It's right here.
She pulls off her hat and wig.
Holy Mother of Jesus! She's a man! I went to second base with a damn Frenchman! It's the crying games. I'm broke back Carter. Oh,
I'm not a man. He's just a wigger.
You sure about that? Huh? Lee, go over there and check the hardware. If she got anything in her bag bigger than a 3-iron, we're going to beat his ass.
I'm a woman, James. A woman who needs a way out. You have to help me.
You have Shai Shen?
No. I am Shai Shen.
Frowning, Lee and Carter look at each other. She turns round to show a tattoo on the back of her shaven head.
In ancient times, when the triads would select new leaders, they would secretly tattoo the names onto a woman.
She turns around.
A woman who could carry the list of Shai Shen to the 35 provinces of China. When her journey ended and the new leaders were informed, the woman would be beheaded and buried forever. No records, no witnesses.
What type of tradition is that? Have these guys ever heard of a damn fax machine?
Kenji made me do it, said it was a great honor. I wanted to do it for him, for the Brotherhood.
Then why did you send the names to Han?
Because I thought the world code could protect me. But now I see. Nobody can.
You messed up in some weird shit, lady. I mean, man, whatever the hell you are.
I'm a woman. And they will send an army to kill me, to protect their way.
You know what? We can't fight no army, Lee. Who gonna protect me? I mean, us.
I know a place.
I won't be here when you come out. I'm sorry. My wife says I can't be a spy, and I have to be home for dinner. The truth is, I'm a driver. Nothing more. This is my destiny. I will never know what it's like to be an American. Never know what it feels like to kill for no reason.
George, it's okay.
Thank you. Au revoir. And good luck.
Au revoir. Bye,
vous vous inquiétez?
Pas du tout.
Non, pas du tout, moi non plus. Non, je suis très content. Minister
Renard!
We have it.
The Shaishan list? This is incredible. Some people said it was a myth.
No, it's no myth. I've seen it, felt it, kissed it, but I didn't French kiss it.
You do understand how dangerous this is.
I was going to use protection.
Can we go to the police?
The Triads control too many of them here. We have to get you out of the country. Now, my dear, would you mind taking off that wig and showing us Shaishan?
We never told him she was the list.
She removes her hat and wig and turns her back on Renard.
Look at that. 13 names linked to centuries of tradition. The only real proof that the secret world exists.
Lee spots scissors on the desk.
Charlotte Hammond.
Two guards go for their guns. Lee grabs the scissors and holds them at Reynard's neck.
Geneviève, get your guns.
Reynard nods to the guards. Geneviève grabs their guns.
À terre!
The two guards lie down.
Les mains sur la tête! I told you he was bad, didn't I tell you?
No.
Well, I was thinking it. The explosion at the embassy.
As head of the World Criminal Court, it would make sense for me to be a target.
Why did you come to my room?
Geneviève was going to be killed. Having you die in the crossfire would put an end to the investigation. Now, it will end another way.
It's over, Renard. You know what it's like for old men in prison? They call you pops. They make you work in the library. Your best friend? Gonna be a mouse.
I'm not going to prison. You have a phone call, Inspector.
Lee walks to the desk and presses the phone speaker button.
Hello, brother. I'd like to make a trade. Some friends of mine came across something in Los Angeles. Something very valuable.
He holds a gun to Soo Young's head.
Lee, help me, please.
Carter walks over to the phone.
Do we understand each other?
What do you want?
Shaishan, you and Geneviève will meet me alone tonight. If I see your partner or any other cops, the girl dies.
Where?
Jules Verne restaurant. Midnight. Don't be late.
Carter and Lee exchange worried looks. A cab passes the foot of the Eiffel Tower, brightly lit against the night sky. The cab pulls up outside the Jules Verne restaurant. Lee and Geneviève get out and walk towards the yellow canopied entrance. A man with a two-way radio watches from above. He brought the girl. Send the elevator down.
Envoyez l'ascenseur en bas.
Lee and Geneviève travel up in the glass-sided lift, passing close to the iron struts of the tower. The lift doors open. They walk out into the restaurant, empty but for a group of men in white suits, seated at a table. Lee approaches them. Kenji stands up.
Welcome to the party, Lee.
There's an ornamental sword on the table.
Tonight we celebrate the return of Shaishan and the return of my brother.
Where is Soo Young?
Kenji slowly turns and snatches a sword from under a cloth, twirls it round his head, then tosses it to Lee. He grabs the other one. He throws the scabbard at Lee. The two men cross swords. Kenji smiles.
This sword has a past, and like ours, it has seen much pain, much blood.
He slashes Lee's arm.
Hundreds of years ago, the Triads would kill their enemies with 100 cuts to the body. They would be very careful to avoid any major arteries so that the victim would stay alive for as long as possible. You have just experienced your first cut.
If anything happens to Su-young.
Lee holds the sword at his throat.
You could never kill me, Lee. We both know that.
You know nothing about me.
I know you have no wife, no children, no family. Your life ended when we were kids back in Chenzhou.
They cross swords again.
You have nothing, just like me.
I wouldn't say nothing.
Carter arrives in Genevieve's wig and coat, pointing a gun at the men in white suits.
He has me. His brother from another mother.
Carter pulls off the wig. Lee and Kenji separate.
Where is she?
Enjoying the view.
Su-young hangs from a rope outside.
Su-young!
Lee!
She looks down at the street far below.
Help.
Lee turns to Kenji.
Let her go.
What the hell is wrong with you? Do you want to die, Kenji? Get her in here!
Carter, drop the gun.
Get her off that damn rope. I'm shooting you and the damn Temptations. Right now!
Kenji lifts his arm. One of his men cranks Su-young higher on the rope. She kicks her feet.
Do it!
Put it out! I'm serious! I'm not playing! You ain't my damn brother! Kenji?
Drop the gun.
No!
Drop it, Carter!
Carter throws the gun down. Kenji brings down his arm. Su-young is lowered.
Tonight I lose a brother.
They resume their sword fight while the men in white suits circle Carter and restrain him.
Get him, Lee!
Lee leaps in the air and kicks Kenji.
Kenji!
They fall to the floor but leap up, each holding a sword to the other's neck, staring into each other's eyes, circling.
Come on, kill him already!
They separate. Lee falls onto a chair and rolls it towards Kenji. His sword pierces it. Lee swipes at him.
Lee might be your brother, but turn him into your sister!
Kenji leaps over the chair. The sword fight continues. Kenji kicks Lee against the window frame and thrusts his sword into it. Kenji grabs Lee's sword. Lee picks up a chair. Kenji forces him backwards. A white-suited man grabs Lee from behind. Lee hurls his opponent backwards. He knocks Kenji through the window. He hangs by one arm.
Yeah! Bring your little ass here. Come here!
Lee leans out of the window, puts down his sword, and offers Kenji his hand. Lee nods as Kenji looks up at him. He takes his hand. Lee struggles to lift him. As Kenji heaves himself up, he grabs Lee and pulls him out. He holds onto a metal girder. Kenji grabs a sword and jumps down onto the girder to attack Lee. Carter frees himself from the men in white suits. Kenji swipes at Lee, who scrambles across the girder. Carter leans out of the window and spots Kenji. Lee squeezes through the metal frame and slides down, looking terrified until he hits a solid strut. Carter punches two of the men. Kenji pursues Lee down the frame. Lee jumps down to another level. The two men balance on a narrow girder. Kenji points his sword at Lee. Kenji lashes out at Lee, who jumps across to another strut. Kenji follows. Lee hangs upside down and crawls away. Kenji jumps across to another girder and chases Lee. Carter fights with two more men. One grabs him from behind. He kicks the other across a table. Carter is lifted off his feet and dumped on a chair. He tips it back. The man behind him falls over. He kicks a chair into the shins of one, then crashes a chair over the other. He collapses. Carter winces as he holds his back. Kenji pursues Lee through the framework of the tower, swiping at him with a sword. Lee removes his jacket. The two men look minute inside the vast structure. Lee uses his jacket to fend off Kenji's sword. Kenji stands on a central platform looking out at Lee, who ducks and dodges. Lee throws the jacket in his face. They start to wrestle. Lee grabs him from behind.
Enough, Kenji!
Kenji frees himself and swings the sword at Lee. He misses, then grabs his throat. They teeter across a narrow girder, then fall onto it. They roll off and plummet down through the tower, arms and legs flailing. They land on a safety net and bounce upwards. Kenji points his sword at Lee, who's below him, as they fall again. He misses Lee and rips a hole in the net. They bounce up again. Carter is still fighting off the white-suited men in the restaurant. He hurls them to the ground. All four are flat out. He does some kung fu moves.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. That man was fast as light.
Suyan!
Kenji and Lee wrestle on the net. It splits apart. They both swing down on one half of it. Kenji is below Lee as they cling on. Lee looks down at him, lifting his leg to stamp on him.
What are you waiting for? Do it!
The net starts to come away from its fixings. Lee glances up. He reaches down and grabs Kenji's arm. The net breaks. Kenji looks up at Lee.
Let go, or we're both gonna die.
No! I can save you!
Kenji drops the sword and grasps Lee's arm with both hands. Lee struggles to hold him.
Goodbye, Lee.
No, Kenji!
Kenji pulls his hands free from Lee's grip and falls. He plummets head over heels and crashes into a kiosk on the ground. Lee watches with an anguished expression, then starts to climb. The net moves. He looks up, horrified to see it rip some more. Lee swings down on it and lands on a girder.
I'm coming, Suyang!
Two large elevator wheels turn. Suyang hangs by her wrists from the rope.
Oh, my God! What the hell am I doing up here?
Carter crawls along a girder towards her past the lift shaft. The Chinese woman jumps through a window and grabs the rope.
Stay cool, lady. This doesn't have to end this way. Don't do it. Don't do it, lady. Don't you do it! Think about what you're doing.
Please. Please.
Hey!
Would you like to know a secret, cop?
No!
Please.
She snaps at Suyung, then lets go of the rope. Carter leaps through the air to grab the end of the rope and Suyung. He kicks the Chinese woman who's drawn a knife. She's stuck in the spokes of a wheel and is crushed. Carter shields Suyung so she can't see. As the lift ascends, Lee launches himself onto the cables and is carried upwards. He jumps off and scrambles over the wire cage around the shaft, grimacing with pain. He limps towards a staircase to find Carter and Suyung coming down.
Lee! You should have seen us, man. We whooped their
ass. Suyung!
They embrace.
I'm okay.
Two men in white suits return with machine guns.
Oh, shit! Call the police!
Lee shoves her into the lift, which descends. The gunmen chase Carter and Lee as they race upstairs. Lee spots a huge French flag and jumps onto it, hiding in its folds. Carter crouches behind a partition, holding his feet up. The gunmen look around. Lee looks out of the flag, then ducks back in. Lee looks down on one of the men. Carter grimaces, dropping one foot. The gunman turns round. Lee looks up, then tugs at the flag and jumps down with it on top of the gunman. As the other one runs over, Carter jumps over the partition and grabs him. Lee punches the one under the flag and runs out. Carter and the other one are standing on it. Lee whips the flag out from under their feet. They fall. The man drops the gun on the flag. As he tries to grab it, Carter flaps the flag to stop him. Still gripping the flag, he's lifted into the air and dangles over the side of the tower. Lee holds the other end.
Lee! Reel me in! Black people don't fly! Give me the...
Lee heaves Carter up on the flag.
Don't let that flag!
He reaches the railing.
Thank you, Lee.
To escape the gunman, Lee leaps over the railings and they both hold the flag, plummeting towards the ground. Suddenly, the flag acts like a parachute and they knock into each other as they rise. Four gunmen fire at them over the railings as they float away towards the Seine.
Lee, I will kill you if we don't die!
Lee looks up. The flag is riddled with bullet holes. Fountain at the foot of the tower. The flag drags them through the water, then covers them.
Lee, where you at? I'm drowning! Get this thing off me, Lee!
They fight their way out of the flag and look back at the tower.
Carter!
What?
I'm not constipated anymore!
They crawl out of the fountain to be greeted by Renard, gripping Genevieve, holding them at gunpoint.
Put your hands up.
Genevieve, hey, man, you're the head of the world court. What you gonna do, shoot us down like animals?
We're police officers.
Yes, and you two just killed this girl. Blew her brains out.
He points the gun at her.
Carter!
Don't do it!
Carter and Lee screw up their eyes, then look down with a puzzled expression. Genevieve is still standing. Renard walks towards them, then falls face down in the fountain. The water is stained red by his blood. They turn to see George holding a gun. Carter embraces Genevieve.
Carter.
Put the gun down. I followed you.
Lee takes the gun off him.
Case closed.
Lee and Carter nod and smile at each other. Police cars arrive.
Good job, man.
The French police chief approaches them. He smiles and kisses Carter on both cheeks.
Hey, man. You touch me again, you're gonna owe me dinner and a movie.
Congratulations. It appears we have finally brought down the trials.
We?
You didn't do shit.
My butt still hurts.
He winks at Lee.
The Americans and the French need to work together in a spirit of brotherhood. Together we can do anything. Anything.
He's right, Lee. Together we can do anything. You go this way.
And I'll go that way.
They both punch him. He collapses. They smile at each other and walk away through the police cars towards the Eiffel Tower, dancing in unison. Absolutely. The end.
That's right, Lee. For the last 3 years, I've studied the ancient teaching of booty.
Cheese!
Cheese!
What?
Freeze!
A freeze! As soon as she could blink, the seafood surface. Seafood.
Secret service.
As soon as she could blink, the seafood surface.
Secret service.
The
Secret. Not seafood.
I know seafood. I know secret.
Secret.
Secret, see? But when everything together becomes seafood.
I'm sorry.
Action.
Oh, shit, you all right?
Yeah, good.
That was my Muhammad Ali swing, man. Yeah, baby.
Ooh. Oh.
That would have been it.
I'm sick of you, Kenji. You've been trying to kill us ever since the start of this damn movie. Oh!
Action!
So her eye's a little droopy now, and she's working for El Loco, Lero Poco. I'm sorry.
It's El Pollo Loco.
So now she works at El Loco Poco.
El Pollo Loco.
El Loro Poco. El Poco Loco. El Loco Poco. So she works at El Loco Poco. So what? And so she works for El Loro Poco.
El Pollo Loco.
No, we're gonna go past that. I'm not
El Pollo Loco.
Jackie!
El Pollo Loco!
The mom's gone.
Maybe we should put on the dirty movie.
Me?
I like the ones with a story.
What?
I like the one with a locker room scene.
What?
I like the one with a prison scene. I like the one with a shower scene. I like the ones with a white girl. I'm into feet. I like the one with the horses. What's
Damn.
That mean?
No.
Why are you teaching me?
One more, last one.
Are you teaching you a bad word? I like the one with hairy woman.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Bert Reynolds teach me that.
Teach me anything.
And you are not my brother.
I'm not your brother. All the stuff we've been through. Rush Hour 1, Rush Hour 2.
Bienvenue à Paris. C'est le retour de Rush Hour 3 avec Syl et Naz. Attention.
La 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 la.
Oh yeah. Mr. International, the man centerfold women loathe. Voice bump out the bows in a tinted rose. Craftiness, take a stab at it. Don't ask if nasty's back at it. I don't run out of magic. Popular box cutter flow. Time is money, the watch costs dough. Shaking the dice, fragrance on some beautiful ladies. The lights, the ambiance, yeah, this is the life. The money, hotties on each arm is on. I party like a rap star, baby, the facts are. The third time's a charm. So meet me by the Eiffel Tower, bring a bottle of Dom.
Atmosphere, espionage, and expensive taste. And each one that I see is an unfamiliar face. So I guess I'll just cut straight to the chase. And before I could say the name of who I came to see, someone's suspicion then came to me. I'm so close, and I've come so far. A glass of red wine sipped from the woman at the end of the bar. I love to talk to you, but I don't have the time. She looks like the prettiest part of a perfect crime. But if I could, I'd pull a picket fence around your wildflower. But darling, I have less than an hour.
Survive the killer streets. Now you at the crap table where the real villains meet. Number 7 might get you to heaven. You break the bank, just might make you a legend. It's after 11. You playing against a poker face genie. Eyes light green, sipping on Bellinis. You play your cards right, she'll let you touch. She be a devil in disguise, Lady Incubus. Better know who to trust. She might roll with thugs who roll bodies up in Asian rugs. I'ma rush up and move on them. Put the ooze on them. The crew's do something new and foreign. Yeah.